This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Peter Stansky of Stanford University. His new book is The Socialist Patriot. These are revelations about George Orwell, a.k.a. Eric Blair. The name George Orwell is a pseudonym chosen at the occasion of his first novel, memoir, Down and Out in London and Paris. Between leaving Eton in December of 21 and the publication in 1933 of Down and Out in London and Paris, George Orwell spends 5 years in Burma as a representative, an official, an authority, an enforcer of the empire. And in that time, he shaped opinions of the empire he was serving. And Professor, to call George Orwell an anti-imperialist, is that sufficient? Is that correct about what was developing in Burma?
Yes, I think it is. I think what's exaggerated or... some people write that Orwell returned from Burma convinced anti-imperialist. I think he had doubts. Orwell's transitions are more gradual, I think, than people frequently say. He became increasingly anti-imperialist. He came back having doubts about the empire, but I think much to his father's disapproval, his decision to resign from the police force was partially driven by his doubts about imperialism. But I think more important was he decided, I want to be a writer. I don't want to do this. I want to have a different career. And I think that was the major reason that he resigned from the service. He's forfeiting, you know, a future pension and an assured income for the very uncertain income. You know, he never really made money. Made much money. He made some, but he made comparatively little money from being a writer until the publication of Animal Farm. The publication of Animal Farm in 1994 made him very well off.
1933, he publishes Down and Out in London and Paris. 1934, his memoir of Burmese Days. These are novels. The novel and Clergyman's Daughter, 1935. In 1936, he's married now to Eileen O'Shaughnessy, a woman who helps him a great deal. She types for him. She's also an inspiration for many of his ideas. But in December of 1936, he decides he needs to see war up close. Why did he choose the Spanish War? What attracted him, Professor?
Well, I think there was a great outrage and concern, you know, with the rise of Hitler and Mussolini, that if Franco won in Spain, things would be even worse, and a democratic, legitimate government was being challenged. I think it was very much the mood of the time that Spain was where the action was, where the questions were. There's also something of a debate. It said he went out to fight. That's not quite true. I think his initial impulse was to go to Spain to write about it, to be a reporter. But then when he arrived in Barcelona, he was overwhelmed by what he considered the wonderfulness of what had happened there. And he felt very strongly that this was a situation that he had to fight for. And so that's when he decided, might have been in his mind that he might fight. But I certainly don't think it was a firm decision when he went. But once he arrived in Barcelona, he decided as a former police, he had some, so to speak, military experience, and it was coincidental that he joined this group He had become a member of the Independent Labor Party in order to facilitate his going to Spain, and the Independent Labor Party was affiliated with the PUM, which was a semi-Trotskyite Marxist organization. And so without sort of thinking about the ideology very much, if at all, he joined that group. But he felt that this was something that he needed to fight for.
Of great peril. He's wounded severely, shot in the throat. He survives. However, thanks to Eileen and friends of his, they extract him from Spain. And what's important here for me, because we're talking about his development as a thinker, he fights with the anarchists. He's tempted to fight with the communists. And they're also the socialists, all battling within Barcelona. We have a couple of minutes, Professor. What did he learn from the three parts of the left shooting at each other?
Well, it was part of his, since the people he was fighting were driven and directed and supported by the Russians and the communists. I think the two crucial things, and lots of people have written about this, including myself, the crucial thing about Spain is it does the sort of socialist part, it made him, as he wrote to Cyril Connolly, "I am now a democratic socialist completely." And again, it was a gradual transition. So Spain convinced him that socialism was the way to go, but it also, in a way, countered it. It also convinced him that communism and Russia were prime enemies of socialism, and because of their manipulations and their killing people on the left, the May Days in Barcelona. As you say, he was going to Barcelona in order to join the International Brigade, which was dominated by the communists. But then when he saw his comrades being attacked, he had no question that he would support them against the communists. So Spain made him both a convinced Democrat, as he said, democratic socialist, and a convinced anti-communist.
The book is The Socialist Patriot. There are contradictions throughout this story of George Orwell, a.k.a. Eric Blair. George Orwell and war. We're headed to the Second War. Professor Peter Stansky of Stanford University is the author. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bennett.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.